I like Accept, and I liked Accept, and I continue to like Accept. I liked Accept with Udo Dirkschneider. I liked Accept then. I like Accept with Mark Tornillo. I like Accept now. I liked Accept with David Rees. Yes, it was me. I was the one who liked him at that time. It was quite lonely, but I still liked him. And they are on a rare run of form, aren't they? They've reached that point now where they're not a metal heritage act. That would be wrong to say that, but they are a well-respected, well-rounded metal event. It's the kind of band you can, who've survived and are still producing great music, and so you can say, well, they're always great. That has been the case for the last few albums, actually. And thankfully, because I've just done that intro, that continues with the new album, Humanoid. Now, if it didn't, that would be a bit of a problem. It'd be a right letdown, wouldn't it? They're great, and recently they've been brilliant. However, but that's not the case here. I'm glad to say. The thing about Accept as well now is that, well, first of all, Mark Tornillo sounds very much like Udo Dirkschneider. It really does on some of this music. And that's not a bad thing at all. It's not got the Udo bark at all. He's approaching it. It's a growl rather than a bark. But he has more emotion and a more emotive quality. But you get other things with Udo Dirkschneider, don't you? And I think both of them are great vocalists. Let's make that clear. And the other thing about Accept's new album is that it don't half sound like Judas Priest's new album. Not in the music so much. Where's he going with this, you might wonder? Well, I'll tell you. In the intention and the production and the sleekness and the expensive sounding, I think, delivery system. There's no messing when Accept decide to get to the front of the stage, get the guitars out there, and start bobbing and weaving those heads and those riffs. There is nothing you can do when that happens. You have to join in. You have to be there. That's what happens with Diving Into Sin, the first track here. Although you get a grinding guitar feel to start, the sleekness ensues fairly quickly. It's a metallic attack. We're not saying it's AOR or anything like that. It has a simple chorus. It has a classically inclined guitar solo. That six-string solo does bring that thought to mind. And in the title track, you do get a bit more classically inclined stuff, which then breaks into a really rangy solo, as if to say, well, I want to show you a bit more. I can go other places with this. Please do. I will. This is more of a metal maelstrom, actually. And it does still have that simple chorus. But Frankenstein, which is the single, is more accessible. It pumps around a lot more. It's got an easy solo. You'll hear it on the radio. I feel sure you already have. Really well done. Those heads bobbing with that riff are all over faster. Again, I'll use the word sleeker. Riffing The Reckoning. I love that. Straight Up Jack, which is the penultimate track, is about the drink. But actually, it sounds so AC/DC. It could be a reference to someone you know. Straight Up Jack. Yes. And it's got a simple riff. The beat and the bass. It's got that saucy feel. The solo flows. It does have a real AC/DC feel. And there's nothing, nout, nada wrong with that. And Unbreakable, which comes just before it, I think, it's the apotheosis. The apotheosis. It's a great example of the music on this album, which has that shining feel, that almost chrome, that flow. It's got a shout out chorus. The solo is so easy to like. This, I mean, it's a band who have absolute control of what they do, absolute understanding of where they need to be. Within a certain range, they are masters, and they stay within that range. And why wouldn't they? Because you know what happens when you start Metal Heart or Eat the Heat. I mean, I like those albums, but a lot of people didn't. If you stay within what's expected and you work within that, you can produce something fantastic, and there is nothing wrong with that. The aforementioned AC/DC do it. They've done it for years and brilliantly, and they know where they are, and they can work within that space to fill every single millimetre of it. And that is what Accept do. Brilliantly done. Wonderful delivery system. Sounds like they are just so confident. And with songs like this, and with this playing, why wouldn't they be? Good to be a humanoid. An album like this is out. Ta-ta.